Did Doc generalize? Well, you decide. It's another great and free segment courtesy of the Doc Love Club at DocLoveClub.com. And we have a gift for you this week as well. Stay tuned.
Welcome to the Dating Women Radio Show, featuring the coaching of Doc Love, the man that changed the lives of thousands around the world in his lifetime. His legacy continues weekly on this show. Here is your host, Jeff Stevens.
Did Doc generalize? Well, Doc discusses a letter where a guy wants him to make exceptions to his rules, i.e., if she breaks your trust, you can forgive her, right? Doc was an odds maker. Can you still have a relationship with her? Yes. Will it ever be a good one? According to Doc, no. Listen to this segment and decide for yourself. And, by the way, your gift. Why do nice guys get nowhere in dating and in life? Well, that was a chapter in the System/Dating Dictionary called Nice Guys, and we have that for you after this segment. And don't forget, DocLove.com has a contest for you where you can win nearly $500 of Doc's materials monthly. Check it out at DocLove.com. All right, did Doc generalize? Let's check it out.
Doc, the letter.
Yeah, it says, hey, Doc, I started reading your responses to men's questions to pass the time at my night job. Some of what you have to say I find to be correct, but why do you generalize so much? Do you honestly believe there are no exceptions to anything? Loaded question. Is it hard to stay with someone who broke your trust? Incredibly, but it happens every day. I say when you have low self-esteem, you're lonely, and no other girl will take you out, you don't care about trust. That's the sad part.
You know, you play odds is what you do. You know,
of course it is.
You play the odds. It's like the long-distance relationships. There's people that can say, well, I know so-and-so that they met in California, and he had to move to Oregon, and they made it work. But you know what? Odds are, if a guy goes there, he's probably not going to have it work out, and he's going to waste a bunch of time and not meet a girl in the city. Again, when you talk about this, you talk about odds. Sure, there's exceptions to every rule, but what gives you the best shot is you move through.
And here's right. You act like you don't know any older married couples who are unfaithful but made it work. I got a wife who never committed adultery. You got a wife who committed adultery 3 times. Who's happier? You or me?
You often hear the term, nice guys finish last. Well, Doc really did believe that because of the way the nice guy approached the world. Now, you're going to hear me reading this, but these are Doc's words. This is straight from the System/Dating Dictionary. And by the way, if you want a 10% discount on this System/Dating Dictionary audio and a written version, yes, you can get both, and you can download them immediately. Go to DocLove.com/Dating Women Weekly Radio. That's DocLove.com/Dating Women Weekly Radio. All right, let's find out what Doc had to say about the nice guy.
Nice guy. On paper, she wants a nice guy, but down deep, she wants a gentleman. The sad part is that the nice guy really is a nice guy. The real reason she doesn't want to keep a nice guy is because he's the antithesis of challenge. Tom works at a big company and knows everyone. If you were a new employee, he'd show you around, explain the company's do's and don'ts, and make you feel right at home. If there's ever a problem at your desk, he's there to help. On your birthday, Tom would have a card for you, because he's the one who arranges all the going-away parties. Everyone at work, including management, loves Tom because he's a nice guy. But no one is, or will ever be, in love with Tom because he's a nice guy. Tom is the same way on his dates. His biggest problem is that he's dying to accommodate. His girlfriends stay with him until boredom sets in, or worse, they stay to use him. Why does this happen? Because he avoids confrontation at all costs. Tom doesn't understand the concepts of respect, testing, and challenge. If he did and got mad enough at himself, he might change. Now, what's the difference between a nice guy and a gentleman? The gentleman has a slightly rougher edge than the nice guy and is not so compliant. If he doesn't hear please and thank you, he lets her know it. If she tries to take advantage, he calls her on it and smiles. He's no one's fool. The gentleman looks forward to the first clash in the relationship. Why? Because he knows he has to get it out of the way. He can't wait to show Miss Wright that he can stand up for himself and take the risk of her leaving him. He knows her next move because he knows the system. When a woman says a guy is nice, she is really saying that he's weak, i.e., he'll do anything for her. Rather than get appreciation, he gets no respect. It's sad because he has a big heart and means well. So much for his feelings. The majority of women don't care about a man's good intentions. They only care about their interest level. The key is that saying no to Miss Wright at the proper time is the foundation of your relationship. For her to be in love with you, you cannot be a nice, weak guy, because interest level is built on respect, not weakness. Remember, though, not to overuse the word like Macho Boy always does.
All right, did you love that chapter? Well, there are 175 more just like it, 176 audio files in the system audio, and in the written version, over 200 pages. You got to check it out. Go to doclove.com/datingwomenweeklyradio for your 10% discount. Thanks very much for being here. See you next week.